This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
It's Father Tom and Anthony today. I'm reading from John's Gospel, the 11th chapter, the 38th verse. Then Jesus came to the tomb of Lazarus. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to Jesus, "Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead 4 days." In the Holy Land, the body begins to corrupt on the fourth day. And Martha says, "He stinketh." He stinketh in the King James Version. That's real. But Jesus doesn't listen to her. And then it says, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to Martha, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?"
Oh!
So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I thank you. I knew that you always hear me. But I have said this that they may believe that you sent me." When Jesus had said this, he cried out. The dead man came out, his hands and his feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." That's what Jesus says to me and Anthony. Unbind the people that are listening today. And what Jesus is saying to you, when you finish this program, go and unbind somebody and bring them to Jesus. Unbind them. There are so many Christians that are still in their grave clothes. They are. They think just because they said, "Come into my heart, Jesus. I give you my life, Jesus. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, Jesus." Oh, they've said all those words, and they even believe them, but they're not walking in faith. And you know what happens? Nothing. That's awful. If you're a Christian, something has to be happening. Not nothing. Jesus came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. If you're a Catholic Christian, something must be happening. You might be today in darkness, but I tell you now, the light has overcome your darkness. The light of Christ has overcome your darkness. Resurrection power is for you today. Resurrection power is for you today. Oh yes, he has a plan for you and your life, that you would change people. Oh yes, not only that you would become changed, but that you would change people. That's what he wants to do. Raise you up to change people by telling them about Jesus. I remember being in Somerville 100 years ago. I was sitting on a stoop and little children were there. And I asked the little children, did they know that they were loved by Jesus? They looked at me and said, no, they didn't know that at all. So I told them that Jesus wanted to come in to their hearts, but they had to ask him because Jesus is God's son. And so we prayed on the stoop in Somerville, and the Lord came into the hearts of these little kids. I don't know whatever happened to them, but I do know one thing. Jesus came into their hearts. They were probably baptized, hallelujah, but no one had ever told them that Jesus wanted to be real to them. Maybe no one has ever told you. You were baptized, you were confirmed, you received the Holy Eucharist, No one ever told you. You were called to change people by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are not a pew potato. You are a child of God, a child of the King. You are a prince or a princess. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the King. Jesus reigns now. Allow him to reign in you, through you, and with you.
Because when you know Jesus, not only as Savior, but as King, he crowns you with the Holy Spirit. You see, Jesus didn't come to make all the bad people good. He came to make dead people alive. And Jesus, he paid too great a price for us as children of God to not live in the fullness of what God created you to be. Jesus paid too great a price for me and for you, for us not to become and to live fully alive in the power of God. When God created Adam, he didn't create Adam to be sick, to be depressed, to be fearful, to be in lack. We, as sons and daughters of God, were created in the image of God for freedom, to go and have dominion, and to prosper. You know, God created you to prosper in every area of your life, first in your soul and then in the life. See, there's a kingdom within and then there's a kingdom of the earth. But we need to prosper from the inside out. We need Jesus to reign and take territory in every area of our life. We need to do the will of God at every second and every moment. The moment we receive Jesus, first, he's like a parent giving us instructions to their children. And we need to do what God created, tells us to do. He might tell us to give to the kingdom. He might tell us to go pray for that person. But whatever Jesus tells us to do, we may not want to do it, because he's going to move us out of our comfort zone so we can begin to enter into the glory zone. That we need to die to ourselves so that we can live for Jesus Christ. That we need to go through the cross so we can live the resurrected life. But we got to just do it. Do what Jesus wants us to do. But then as we mature, we become sons and daughters of God, where the Lord is not outwardly instructing us, do this and do that, where his will is infused within us. And the Holy Spirit is guiding us and our wills become fused together, that we will never want to do anything that displeases the Lord Jesus Christ, that he gives us freedom and dominion because we were created as joint heirs with Christ to co-create with the divinity. You are a co-creator with Christ. We are creating upon this earth with the words we say, the thoughts we think, the intentions in which we do things. We are creating with Christ with the words we say. Are we creating and speaking the kingdom of God on earth as in heaven? The thoughts we think, they release a frequency in the spirit. And the thoughts, what is in us, we begin to attract. As a man thinketh, so he becomes. We need to take every thought captive and put it under the obedience of Christ. When there is a thought that comes from hell, we need to be strong enough in the spirit to return to sender. That what we think, we become in the intentions which we do things, whether we eat, whether we drink, do it all for Christ. And we need to understand that everything we're going through is a gift from God. See, if we're sharing in the sufferings of Christ, we need to be strong in our mind and say, Lord, you're allowing me to share in a little bit of your sufferings. You know what? I receive it because it won't be forever. I attach it to the cross of Christ. And I offer it to the Father, because those sufferings are making us die to ourselves and live for Christ. But we need to be strong in our mind and just say, fiat. Lord, right now I'm going through this, fiat. And if we share it in consolations, then we begin to praise and worship the living God. Me and Father were just at the monastery for a retreat, and we were walking past the altar where the monks were. And I saw there was a relic of the true cross of Jesus Christ. They had a piece of the true cross that Jesus was crucified on as a relic. And I said, Father, look, it's the true cross of Christ. And Father thought he was being quiet, but he wasn't. He yelled it out. The abbot, the leader of the monastery, couldn't believe what he said. Tell him what you said when I said it's the true cross of Christ.
I carry the true cross of Christ on my back.
He said it's on my back right now, Anthony.
It's true. It's true. There's no resurrection without the crucifixion.
But was it on there forever? We were eating a sandwich at the country store. And Father was saying, you know, next time we should be here for 7 days, a full week. 2 hours later, the Lord was working something out in him. And what did you tell me? Anthony, remind me.
I want to go home.
Remind me to never come back here again. But you know what, Father? How are you feeling now?
The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is in me, for me, and through me when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, yes. How many people that are hearing our voice today are walking through the shadow of death. But I tell you, it has been conquered by the blood of the Lamb.
Well, guys, we're just passing through.
You're passing through. And you know what? If I did not suffer, I would not be able to help sufferers. I would say, well, you just don't understand. Oh, no. Unless we carry the cross of Jesus Christ and carry it fully, we have no idea to help people, because they will come to us and we will not think, well, I'm better than them. We will say, I know what they're going through. I went through the same, and God has a way out. His name is Jesus, and that way out starts now. I tell you, that's real. I was in Petersham 100 years ago, and there was this lady who came to me. I didn't know her from Eve, and she was completely depressed. I was in Barbara and Jim's house, and they brought this lady to me. And so what did I do? I wasn't a priest. I said to the lady, how are you feeling? She could barely answer me. She was so depressed. I said, do you know that God has a plan for you? She never, ever knew that. I said, let's ask Jesus to come into your heart and reveal that plan. And so we did. Lord Jesus, come into my heart, she said. Forgive my sins. Be my Lord, my Savior. Reveal your plan. I tell you, the next time we were at Petersham, she was in the church rejoicing. You know why? Because God touched her that day when she was in deep depression. You may be in deep sorrow, depression, fear. But I tell you, I know one who is greater than your depression, sorrow, and fear.
Jesus!
He bore it on the cross. He felt it on the cross. He knew what you're going through, not in his head, but he cried out, Father, do not abandon me. Do not obey. He took your suffering and mine upon himself. It's time to rejoice that we're free. Remember Lazarus. When he came out of the tomb, what did Jesus say? Unbind him! Unbind him! And that's what we do every day on this radio. We're unbinding people in the name of Jesus, in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
by the truth, because only the truth can set you free. See, me and Father want you to meet the real Jesus. Not the Jesus that's nice and namby-pamby, but Jesus, the man of fire. Jesus, the man who comes to set the captives free. Jesus Christ, not only our Savior, but our King. Jesus, the man of God. The man of fire. You see, whatever area you're having the most spiritual warfare in, that is the area where God wants to use you. Whatever area you are having the most spiritual warfare in right now, because that's the area that God wants to use you. God doesn't often let me preach about anything that I haven't gone through myself. He lets me go through trials, tribulations, sharing the sufferings in Christ, and sharing the glory of Christ. Because what I go through, that's what I'm going to preach on. What I have gone through, that is what I have dominion on. And the right to release the kingdom of God. We all got our own crosses, but we celebrate them in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the only one who truly suffered. And he shares a little bit of those sufferings with us, moment by moment, second by second, so we can be conformed into the image of Christ. But do we have the mind of Christ? When something happens, see, we make our own crosses when our will crosses the will of God. When me as Anthony, I don't want this to be happening and it's happening to me. And I begin to fight God upon it instead of submitting to the Lord Jesus Christ and just say, fiat, Lord, fiat, let it be done to me according to your word right now, Lord. This person is condemning me right now, Lord. I don't feel your presence right now, Lord. It's not going my way. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to exercise my faith and I'm going to release the victory of Christ, because it's not about how I feel. It's about the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord, when I was at the monastery, when I was going to bed, I was being attacked by demons. And they were stabbing me and my body was hurting. But you know what I said? I said, fiat, Lord, you went through it. I receive it. I reject them. I rebuke them. I take authority over it. Did it always work? No. But I knew morning was coming. And I knew that God is taking me into a greater realm. So when someone comes to me and they're demonically oppressed, I have the strategies, I have the authority, I have the dominion to begin to set them free, because I went through it myself. You see, we need to become strong in the Lord. The battle is in the mind. We already have the victory. On the cross, Jesus said, my child, it is finished. Now go have victory. Go have dominion. Go have authority. For God created man to prosper. God created you for divine union. But as a man thinketh, so he becomes. The battle is in the mind. But the purification of fire is so worth it. The 30-fold baptism of water, good. 60-fold baptism of the Holy Spirit, where you get the power of God, even better. But the 100-fold, the baptism of fire, where the Lord is filling you with his fire and letting you die to yourself. Every want, every desire, everything within you comes into alignment with the kingdom of God. Because Jesus begins to let die everything human in you, so you can live only for the grace of heaven.
Live in Christ Jesus. Oh, how many times I was in the depths of the depths. How many times I was lower than Death Valley. How many times that I had to proclaim the word of God and I was lower than Death Valley. You know what? I did it anyway. I knew my Lord and I knew what I was going through would end.
Hallelujah.
And in the midst of it, I proclaimed the cross of Jesus Christ. Oh, I received so many calls. You know, when I'm down and out and I preach the cross, people call me and say, that was wonderful. I say, my Lord, I not only preached the cross, I was carrying the cross. It was on my back and I proclaimed Hallelujah. The truth of the love of God. I was not feeling the love of God. But I proclaim the truth of the love of God. When the cross is on my back, he is my Lord. When the cross is taken from my back, he is my Lord. When the cross is victorious in my life, he is my Lord. I tell you, it's all about the cross. It's all about the cross, and it's all about the resurrection. He is not here. He has been raised from the dead. Go tell Peter and his disciples that he goes before you to the place in Galilee where he will meet you. I tell you, are you a witness of Jesus Christ? Are you the one that goes to Galilee to tell people of Jesus Christ? Oh, yes, you love to listen. Oh, yes, you love to hear it. But now it's time to do it. It's time to go and do it. And you say, but I'm not equipped. You're equipped. I did it when I was 21. No one taught me how to do it.
Timid Tommy.
Yeah, I told you what they used to call me. Timid Tom. That's what they said. You know, Tom, he's a timid boy. That's who he is. But you know what? In Christ, no timidity. Yeah. In Christ, no timidity. Fire now in the name of Jesus.
Because boldness is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to say it again. Whatever area the devil's attacking the most, that's where God wants to use you the greatest. Me and Father Tom have something in common. When we were both younger, we were both in speech class. Because the devil didn't want our voice to proclaim the word of God over the airwaves. When me and Father Tom were younger, we were both in speech class. Father, tell him what you used to say.
Good morning, Miss Bowler. My name is Thomas DiLorenzo. I live at 222 Paris Street, East Boston, Massachusetts. I come to speech class because I lisp and have defective phonation.
No more. No more. The devil always overplays his hands. Let's have some wisdom. What area is the devil attacking you in? What area are you struggling in? Because that's the area that Jesus wants to glorify. Where you are the most weak, he is the most strong. For 14 years, I never went one day without doing a drug, using marijuana, doing a substance. But when I came to Jesus Christ, he gave me the grace for 40 days to not eat, to only have water, because I had no self-control. But you know what? In that area of weakness, Jesus made me strong. And then after I did it, things started happening. People started being healed. People started being saved. But what area is the enemy attacking you the most? Because the devil knows that is the area where Jesus is going to use you and has gifted you before the foundation of the world.
Hallelujah. You know my area? My area is feeling my weakness. Oh, yes. I remember what they called me, Timid Tom. I'm not timid anymore. No. I proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to those who listen and to those who even don't want to listen.
Not timid. He was cracking the whip last night at the prayer meeting. Alexander said she felt like she was at boot camp. What were you telling them when they weren't singing the praises of God?
When they weren't singing, I told them, open your mouth for heaven's sake and start to rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, stand up and sing. We're not dead people. We've been blessed with resurrection life. I have resurrection life in me, whether I feel it or don't feel it. He breathed in me and said, receive the Holy Spirit.
But you got to release it.
I want to release it in you today. Why? Because you are loved with an everlasting love. He went to the cross for you. His blood was shed for you. When you were far from him, he took you into his sacred heart and loved you and called you and says, I have a plan for you. Oh, yes. A plan for you. Do you know that today? You're feeling weak. You're feeling broken. You're feeling distraught. Jesus says, I have a plan for you. And that plan will be revealed as you submit to me, as you give your life to me.
One step at a time. The Lord doesn't give us the whole blueprint because we try to get ahead of the Lord and do it our way. All he tells us is the first step. And when we take that first step, he gives us step number two. But are we going to be bold enough to take step number one?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We take that first step in faith in the holy name of Jesus Christ. And you know what? It will turn out all right and even better than that. Wonderful in Jesus' name.
Because there's a law in this earth. It's a law of movement. Where there is no movement, there is death. Where there is movement, there is life. And the only strategy of the devil is to keep you stagnant. If you look at a river, the only water in a river that gets dirty and muddy and sick is water that's not moving. Your life is created to be like a river, flowing from glory to glory with Jesus Christ. And as long as you're moving forward, there is no right decisions or wrong. There's only decisions of faith. Because as long as your life is forward moving in the kingdom, even if you take the wrong step, the Lord will adjust you.
And God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. In Season and Out of Season. Oh.